Dictation for Mary K. M-A-R-Y-K-A-Y. Hunter. H-U-N-T-E-R. April 14, 59. Addresses a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a consultation for Mrs. Hunter with progressive renal failure. In 2019, she has a history of kidney stones on the left side requiring lithotripsy. It was causing hydronephrosis. Resolved. At the same time, findings of question of a mass on the upper pole of the right kidney. Dr. Samhan, S-A-M-H-A-N, performed a retrograde cystoscopy, finding of calyceal diverticuli with a very narrow infundibulin. Open surgery done, draining of pus, stones removed, no evidence of malignancy. There was evidence of pyelonephritis on the biopsy with areas of glomerular sclerosis. This is 2019. Creatinine post-operative, the best was 0.8. Since then, numbers have progressively increased to a present level of 1.3. She denies changes of weight or appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Presently urine clear without cloudiness or blood. No recent infection. Presently no edema, claudication symptoms. Denies chest pain palpitation. That has a history of AFib. Denies lightheadedness, no dyspnea, no major cough, sputum production, no need of oxygen, no orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea machine, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, fever, headaches, or arthralgias. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, as indicated above, for kidney stone, lithotripsy on the left side, it was causing hydronephrosis. The infected diverticuli on the upper pole of the right kidney with partial nephrectomy, also stones removed. Chronic atrial fibrillation over the last 2 years, followed with Dr. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, takes anticoagulation. There has been no defibrillation, no ablation, prior large atrial septal defect requiring closure with improving of the echocardiographic findings, no coronary artery disease, no history of TIS stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, hypertension for 30 years or longer, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no liver disease, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries for the removal of the infected diverticuli of the calyces on the right upper kidney, atrial septal defect, prior colonoscopy is benign. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, no smoking, present or past. Next paragraph, occasional alcohol. Next paragraph, kidney stone in a sister. Next paragraph, medications at home. Presently, Eliquis, Diltiazem, multivitamins, calcium D, no B12. Next paragraph, blood pressure 100 and 169, weight 197, alert oriented intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, since right kidney surgery, when the creatinine was as good as 0.8, creatinine has increased. January 2020, 1.1. February same year, 1.1, 0.8. January 21, 1.2. January 2022, 1.3. Electrolyte, acid-base normal. Calcium, albumin, liver testing normal. Present GFR 42, normal glucose. TSH suppressed but no free T4, cholesterol not elevated. I do not see a recent cell count. The last one is February 2020. Malanemia 12.5. At that time, normal white blood cell platelets and differential. I do not see a recent urine sample. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 3 appears to be progressive over the last few years. There is no pre-renal factors. We are going to repeat chemistries, see what the urine shows and cell count to define what further testing needs to be done. I probably will need to repeat a kidney bladder ultrasound given the history of stones, hydronephrosis, and the diverticuli of one of the calyces on the right kidney. She has no symptoms related to the kidney in terms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. The surgical correction of the atrial septal defect was already two years back. I doubt any thromboembolic abnormality. On the last note of Dr. Watson, cardiology, they mentioned significant improvement on the echocardiogram. She has preserved ejection fraction. Initially very large right ventricle, right atrium, improved after surgery, and there was no evidence of intracardiac shunt. All this is from November 2020. I do not see any nephrotoxic agents. Otherwise, management of her underlying atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, blood pressure, if anything, appears to be in the low side, but not symptomatic. Further advice to follow with results, end of dictation.